You're with SBS Radio.
Nagdaos na mga seremonya sa Sydney at Melbourne upang gunitain ang pangmundong Holocaust Remembrance Day. Ang araw ng pagmumuni-muni ay ginaganap bawat taon tuwing 27 ng Enero, ang araw ng ang pinakamalaking kampo ng kamatayan ng mga Nazi ay pinalaya noong 1945. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Sonja Heidemann. Ginugunita ng mga komunidad Hudyo sa Australia ang pangmundong Holocaust Remembrance Day. Sa Melbourne, isang serbisyong may kasamang testimonyo ng mga nakaligtas ay nagbibigay ng pangunahing punto sa pagmumuni-muni. 6 milyong Hudyo ang namatay sa pangalawang digmaang pandaigdig. Sinabi ni Jennifer Huppert, Pangulo ng Jewish Community Council ng Victoria, na ito ay isang mahalagang panahon upang alalahanin ang nangyari.
It's not that long ago, but memories fade, and as the number of survivors, the people who experienced the horrors of the Holocaust, thin, it is even more important that we tell the story, that we listen to people's stories and spread the message about the dangers that can arise when people's human rights are trampled on.
Sinabi din ni Binibining Huppert na ito ay isang oportunidad para sa mga komunidad Hudyo na gunitain at alalahanin ang kanilang mga mahal sa buhay at miyembro ng pamilyang nagdusa noong panahon ng Holocaust. Pero dinagdag din niyang ito ay isa ding behikulo upang turuan ang kalakhang komunidad.
There's been some surveys done recently that show that people that there are a significant proportion of people in the community both here and around the world that aren't familiar with what happened during the Holocaust. And so I think that this type of day plays a very important educational role.
Samantala, isang seremonya ang ginanap sa Sydney Jewish Museum na naging tanda ng pagpapalaya noong 1945 ng kampo ng kamatayan ng Auschwitz-Birkenau. Ayon sa punong ehekutibo ng New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Al-Hadif, may malaking pagdiin sa pagsali ng maraming henerasyon sa kaganapan ng pag-aalaala.
There's a strong focus within the community in ensuring that the young adults pick up this candle of understanding and conveying where racial hatred can lead. Today's Holocaust commemoration ceremony comes at a time when we see an alarming resurgence of race hatred, bigotry, and anti-Semitism right around the world. And that has the capacity to impact every single Australian. And so we all need to speak out against bigotry in all its forms.
Itinagdag ni Ginoong Aldahep na ang kaalaman ay mahalaga.
In Germany, for example, there is a new political party, the Alternative for Deutschland, which has neo-Nazi strains running right through it, which has 92 seats in the German parliament. This is terrifying in a country where the Holocaust took place. We have seen the rise of neo-Nazi parties in Greece, for example, in Hungary, for example. And right here in Australia, there's an extremist, not a political party, but an extremist group which has resurfaced in the last couple of years, which has a swastika as its logo. And so we all need to be aware on the rise of bigotry, anti-Semitism, and racism in all its forms right around the world, including here in Australia.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.